This is Green Light On, thanks to Arrêt des Trotteurs Ballarat. Enhance your breeding with European stars Bald Eagle and Volstead now available. On RSN Central.
Green Light On.
With Dan Malicki.
It is time for Green Light On here on RSN Central on this Thursday. Let's welcome in the team. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Yes, good afternoon, Gareth.
And hello to you, Adam Hamilton.
Yeah, terrific to be on. I know we sound like a broken record, but boy, oh boy, if possible, we've raised the bar again with the action coming up this weekend, guys, haven't we?
Yeah, can't wait. And we'll get to that probably straight after our first commitment. But I want to play you a grab from In the Gig. This was In the Gig's exclusive with Kima Frenning, who caught up with Brittany Graham there on Tuesday night.
For me, in the mindset I was in, I started taking everything, you know, really personal, as a personal attack on myself. And for other people, it was probably just like a 5-minute thing. But for me, it went on for days. And, you know, I started having panic attacks. I just started, you know, it wasn't real good. Going forward mentally for me. And so after a month, I came back. It went downhill.
It was raw. It was compelling. She spoke from the heart. She was honest there, Dan Malicki, on Tuesday, and it gave people an understanding why she did step away from driving a once-in-a-lifetime horse like a Ride High.
Yeah, it was great to get a bit of an explanation just to understand what a lot of people, well, clearly they wouldn't have, to walk away, say, a horse in a lifetime, not just for her, but maybe for all of us watching in. So, terrific explanation for Kima, and obviously we wish her well, and she's really enjoying the training of the horses as well. But yeah, terrific to listen to her explain her situation during the week.
Adam?
Yeah, look, just incredibly, a lot of layers to life, isn't there? And I think Kima has explained some of those layers that she's been wrestling with, and you know, a lot of it off the back of a really, really nasty fall that she had that rattles her, to be honest, and has probably contributed to, you know, to the challenges that she's been facing over the past few months. So, and a big pat on the back. I'm biased. Brittany Graham works with us at Sky, but they're very hard interviews to conduct, and Brittany did a respectful and wonderful job doing it. So, two fine ladies for harness racing.
Let's have a chat about Thursday or Saturday night, this open class race. Dan, I'll go to you first. Lochinvar Arad at $1.75, but he's drawn outside the second row around a track that I think is hard to win when you're off the fence. He meets arguably, I think, the strongest field in Victoria since the Hunter Cup. I think if you be patient, you can get around $2.20 for Lochinvar Arad on Saturday.
Oh, look, there's a lot to take in. You're right. It's certainly the strongest fast class race we've seen. And you're probably right. It would be the Hunter Cup because of the zoning. He is race fit and he's got that advantage, obviously. But you're right. One thing that David won't want to be doing is what he did at Ballarat that night when he surged forward early. And I think he'll, you know, he's got a big race ahead of him. So he wants to get that horse primed for that race. Always when there's grand finals ahead, the objectives are not necessarily on that night. His quality and his class may well get him through. I wouldn't be surprised if either David just went around, was happy to sit three wide the last lap and out-sprint them. But look, I think he'll win, but I wouldn't think that, you know, he's going to press the button like Ride High often does in his races. It's definitely more challenging. Great to see Shadow Sachs, Code Black first up, but when you look at the lights of a Hurricane Harley, Reactor now coming up through the classes, and the prices they're going to be, and the market percentage that they're going to take up, Lochinvar Arad has to get out a little bit in the market.
Guys, David Moran's quote to me, he needs the run. It's an awful draw over effectively a sprint trip against a strong field. This is a really tricky race. And I think that sums it up. He can run third here and go off the charts. He is the best horse in the race. He'll need to be. If he sits back, potential traffic issues, and he's dictated by the tempo of the race. If he goes forward, he might have to just work super, super hard, and he may not even get the death anyway. So, yeah, it's a really challenging race for him. I think the key to what he said there is He needs the run. Last comment on this that he made to me was, he will race every Saturday now to the Victoria Cup. If Ride, well, regardless, Ride High now meets him before the Victoria Cup. Most likely next Saturday night over 2240 metres in a free-for-all at Melton.
Yeah, gloves will be off then. So looking forward to that Saturday week. In talking to Dave Moran, Adam, as you just pointed out, I think he's vulnerable this Saturday. What would your advice be to punters? Because he is a big, big boom horse and everybody's talking him up and we all know his class. But $1.75, you wouldn't recommend that price, would you?
No, absolutely not. And I think I made that comment when he went up $1.55. So I'll be honest, what would I want to back him? I think I'd want $2.30, $2.40.
Yep.
Because you're not backing the very best version of Lochinvar Art. The trainer said that. And you've got an awful draw and a really good field on a track that I'm like you is definitely a little bit leader/marker peg bias compared to some others.
In saying that, my best bet for the weekend is Wobbly in that trot race. I just think there might be a ton of pace. I think Tornado Valley needs to lead. Red Hot Tooth, she's gone to a new level. And as Dan pointed out on gate speed a couple of weeks ago, she's got tougher. She's probably lost that turn of foot, but she's tougher. And she was a good win to defeat Wobbly last start at Shepherd. And then Sundon's Courage probably holds the key to the race once again. If he wants to hold, which he has been doing in the past, he'll make some of the more fancied runners work in this race, Dan.
Yeah, and so he should. He's been going good racing that way. But look, I think Tornado Valley will bounce back. I'd put a line through his first up run. That was the weekend that I had a chat with Andy, and all his horses, he had concerns they might have had a virus and they didn't perform that well. And the horse was first up, an older horse. They're never going to be at the absolute best when they're older horses, are they? They have to improve with a run. He pulled a bit. Things didn't work out. Andy's really confident that we'll see the real Tornado Valley on Saturday night. And I think there's every reason to believe that we will, particularly drawn the front line, and he can own that race. And I expect him to.
Yeah, it's a wait and see for me. He's an old horse now. Each campaign, it gets harder to come back. He's been in a hell of a lot of wars. You know what? Something else that I listened to with interest, and maybe it was a slip of the tongue, but when Kate Gath was talking after winning on Ride High last week, the trotter she talked about was Majestuoso, not Tornado Valley. In their own pecking order, has it changed? Because she talked about how privileged she is to drive horses like, you know, right at the moment, like Majestuoso, and also Ride High. But yeah, she referred to their speed, but speed has always been a strength of Tornado Valley as well. Jury out on him for this week, and I hate saying that about a champion, and I want to be wrong, but jury out.
And I talked to Andy Gath on the Saturday before that Terang race. Majestuoso got beat, but he did say that he would probably pick Majestuoso over Tornado Valley in a race if they do compete later on in the season. So I look forward to that clash between Tornado Valley, Red Hot Tooth and Wobbly there on Saturday night at Bendigo. Cash and Flow going for his 12th victory on Saturday. Adam Hamilton, I just hope someone like a My Field Marshal makes it interesting and holds him out. Then we'll see how good he is.
Yeah, it's an interesting one with My Field Marshal, isn't it? You know, it's the old, do you want to go to war with an absolutely race fit in the zone horse? First up, replaced Eyes there as well, who, you know, is probably straight out the fastest beginner in the race. I expect Cash and Flow will find his way to the front. He doesn't have to lead to win. We saw that about four starts back. So this is an interesting one. Luke McCarthy's official line, and I spoke to Luke this morning, is ask me on Sunday in regards to Victoria Cup. But I am hearing through unofficial sources, this horse is coming to the Victoria Cup.
Well, why wouldn't they? 2,200 metres at Melton's like the mile at Menangle in my eyes, even though he failed last year in that race.
Yeah, but he was driven. He was driven sort of tough in it last year, wasn't he? And I think he doesn't have to be. I mean, if he draws to lead, he can sit on one of the real good ones. Equally, if he doesn't draw to lead, I go back to that win about four starts back when he camped off them. He's going to be very competitive in a Victoria Cup, no doubt about it. And what have they got to lose? 2,200? I'm with you. It's in today's world, it's the equivalent of about a 1,900-metre race around Melton, I reckon.
Yeah, that's true, guys. It is, isn't it? And with a good draw, even more so. And with the makeup of that feel of Cash and Flow. I mean, his asset is his speed. There's no doubt about that. So you want to utilise it. And with him in the race, on a fine night, and you add Ride High to the mix and many of the other stars, wow, what price that track record being broken? I got it $1.10.
Yep.
Well, if we got Ride High, Lock and Bar Art, Bell Raj, Cash and Flow, potentially Alter Orlando. I just don't know exactly where he's at. Zenart, I think, is coming down and racing in the free-for-all at Melton next week as well. So Luke's going to have horses coming down to race next Saturday night at Menangle. He confirmed to me that at Melton, he confirmed to me this morning. So it just makes sense for Cash and Flow. He loves 3 weeks between runs. That's what it'll be from this week to the Victoria Cup. I think we'll see him, guys.
Looking at that Victoria Cup market, the futures at the moment there, you can get the market up there with your on the TAB website or on your app there. 10th of October, Vic Pacing Cup, Ride High 210. He's too short for mine. If he draws outside that second row, he's a $5 chance. Bell Raj, $5. Lock and Var Art, $5. Cash and Flow, $6.50. I know that you talked to Luke McCarthy there during the week, Adam. I don't think King of Swing comes. I think he's a 10% at best. And Ultra Orlando at $8.50. Cruz Bromac, I think, might be value at $9.50. I think if he leads, he's a big chance. You can take the punt now for a Vic Cup.
He's just going to have a lot. He's going to have a bit of a rush prep, though, isn't he? What's he get that?
I think he'll have a run. He'll have a run before the Vic Cup. I talked
next
to Dean,
week, I think.
Yeah,
guys.
Dean Braun. They're over the moon with Cruz Bromac. I think they're confident. If he led, he'd be hard to beat.
Yeah, but you can probably say, oh, I love him. I love him. And I hope he gets back to New Zealand to defend his title. But I would think he'd be better when he gets to a New Zealand Cup. He's not stepping into an easy pool here. He's stepping into the hottest of hot off a limited and or rush preparation.
What? Go down.
And the barrier draws, like you pointed out, will be so important because of all those good horses, something's got to be drawn badly. I don't know what is the best barrier draw to make it an even lineup. Like if Ride High drew barrier two, I mean, he's not a brilliant beginner by any stretch of the imagination. So if Cash and Flow or Cruz Bromac or some of the other, you know, quick beginners, the Bell Raj, they can come out from wider out and head him off anyway. Yeah. But if he did draw the second line, there's always going to be that element he's going to have to get going early. If he gets going early, the race is on earlier. It really becomes a contest. So I think for everyone looking potentially to watch to get involved to punt, if Ride High drew the second line, I think, A, you'll get a bit of value and want to back him, if indeed you like the horse, but it really makes the race, I think.
Let's have a look at Friday night. Chicago Bull at $1.60 at Gloucester Park. Brilliant racing there last week. No Shockwave is having that week off after a tough run first up. Galactic Star, $3. And Vampiro at $7.50. It's a good thing, the Bull. He either leads or dictates that race outside of Galactic Star, Adam, for mine.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I mean, yeah, I don't want to take anything away from Shockwave because how a horse first up 2,500 can go 55 middle half uncontrollable and still win is unbelievable.
It is, yeah.
But Chicago Bull, to do the chasing and almost get him in near track record time was incredible as well. They got some serious horses over there. Anyone on the eastern states who thinks that these horses won't match it with ours are absolutely kidding themselves. Chicago Bull, Shockwave, Mighty Conqueror, Wet Vampiro when he's wound up. I want to see them all coming for Hunter Cups and Miracle Miles as well, guys. He probably wins, but I don't want to take $1.60 if he's got to sit parked and he's got Vampiro and a blowout, Bletchley Park, who's got a phenomenal 300 metres on
him. If Vampiro doesn't lead, can't win, Adam. Can't win. And Bletchley Park's not good enough, even if he's on the Bull's back.
I actually disagree. If Galactic Star runs up to what he did 2 weeks ago, he just didn't fire.
He's a Group 2 horse, Galactic Star. He can't win Group 1s.
Well, you might be right.
But he's against the Chicago Bull. He's a Group 1 horse. He's a good horse, Galactic Star, but he's a couple of lengths off them, Dan. Anyway, Self Assured's a Group 1 horse. He goes around at Oamaru on Sunday.
But, Dan, you follow it really close. This is an unexpected run. It was never on his plate, but he's going there because he didn't get the run last week because he was in such a foul mood. His standing start manners are an issue, guys, aren't they? And you cannot bet into the New Zealand Cup with that query at the short odds.
Yeah, well, you're right. You make a good point. And Gareth, I've got to point out, the locals call it Oamaru.
Oamaru, sorry. I apologise.
Yeah, they get a bit peeved when you say Oamaru. Look, it's a good... And don't forget Spankham's in the race as well, Adam. I mean, when you go to Kiwiland often enough, they'll pull you up pretty quickly. They're pretty passionate. But... both of them, the stand start, that's the key element here. But look, is there any better stable of getting them away? There's not really going to be any pressure on him from outside of that line. But he is unruly, and it is worth considering with taking short odds about him.
Yeah.
Rob Orber joins Green Light On with his truck selections. Presented by the Victorian Harness Racing Club. The new era has begun.
Okay, not far away now from our next commitment, but Robbie Orber joins us. Thanks to the Victorian Harness Racing Club. Rob, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I think Christmas for adults has started early in September because we have got a smorgasbord of harness racing all over the country to follow, and it's going to be some great action, isn't it? Starting from today.
Yep, can't wait. Where do we start with your best bets over the weekend?
I think we try to get some money early at Horsham today. I think race 5, number 7, Compton Bay, looks pretty hard to beat. I'm really keen to have a look at race 7, number 9, Gillaby Sylvester. I think he's a really nice horse, this youngster. He's had 4 starts, the 4 wins, the 3 roll. He takes on the nice horses off the second row. He's trialled well, and I'm really keen to see how he performs at Horsham today. And I think Melton tomorrow, there's a few stories that should be winning, but I think we can start the day off pretty well with race 1, number 4, Bella Steele. Looks pretty hard to beat. And another very smart horse going around tomorrow, race 3, number 5, Dennis Williams. Looks to have a really big future, and I think he'll be very hard to beat as well.
Good stuff. I'm just going to jump in quickly. Got this message through from Michael Gurren. Self Assured and Spankham both scratched from the Hannah Memorial on Sunday. They've got minor issues. This will send shivers down the backs of futures punters for the New Zealand Cup.
Look out.
A lot of time up their sleeve, is there? That's really, really worrying news, guys. But thanks to Michael Gurren for passing it on.
All right, best bets for Dan Malecki and Adam Hamilton. We'll start with you, Dan.
Look, I liked Bella Steele as well. Race 1, number 4 tomorrow. I'll probably be getting a call from or a text from Amanda Grieve and also Dean Braun, that Cruise Bro might go to New Zealand on an earlier flight now, Adam. But my best is, at this early stage, like Rob, I like Bella Steele. I think that can start off the day at Melton on a positive note tomorrow.
And for me, Menangle Saturday night, I'm just looking for value here. I know Ranger Bomb takes on horses like Oaks Winner, Dr. Susan, Derby Place, Get a Perfect Stride, etc. But I've never seen a horse win with as much arrogance as it did in a midweeker at Menangle the other day. Race 4, Menangle, Saturday night, number 4, Ranger Bomb each way.
As Robbie Orber pointed out, there's plenty to look forward to over the next 4 or 5 days in the sport of harness racing. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Dan. And thank you, Adam.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, guys. Joe.